This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven at the hour in the DJV experience. Hi, Doug Steffen here with the charming Jennifer Horn, the charming Victoria Keelan, the charming Chammed, I'm sure, Kara Schillen, the food news department. Today, I guess this is a combination of things here as we figure out what's going on in the world, how it affects us. This is sort of a food news story, and it's also temporal because we're all conscious of the clock as this weekend has brought us into the new reality of the new year. It's kind of another expression of the newness of the year and spring around the corner. But we're still in a winter day, and a lot of people are concerned about the world maybe being upside down, in a manner of speaking, because the Arctic Circle is warmer than it ever has been, and it's snowing in Rome this weekend. It's supposed to, it never snows in Rome. It doesn't snow much of Europe, unless you're in the Alps or someplace. So there's an organization, there's a gathering at the Global Seed Vault, which is pretty much near the top of the world. There are a lot of scientists who are there, executives, government officials, marking the 10th anniversary this weekend of what has become known as the Doomsday Vault. At the Doomsday Vault, they store seeds from all of the crops that are grown all across the world. The feeling here is not great because it's all about the apocalypse, climate change destroying the earth, or a war destroying the earth. So they've got these, this is literally, if you see a picture of it, it looks like you're in a library, with stacks instead of books. It's all seeds. And so they are there to talk about the challenge that they have with climate changing quicker than some say they thought it would happen. As a matter of fact, they built this facility in the permafrost, but now the permafrost is melting. And so Norway is spending about $20 million to secure the facility. And so, but then thinking about it, the biodiversity that has become so prevalent because people want to, there's a challenge from the Monsantos of the world in one area with seeds and plants and things that they've developed. And then there are others who want to keep the varieties that are supposedly pristine in another part. So they don't put them in the same part of the gene. They're there, but they don't want them in the same part of the building, which I thought was kind of interesting. Are interested in where this is a town called Svalbard, S-V-A-L-B-A-R-D, which is the northernmost point that you can get to. It's about an hour's flight from the most northern airport in Norway, and then you have to drive outside of town, past a coal-fired power plant, and it's really, as you can imagine, out in the middle of nowhere. It's polar bear country. I thought it was interesting that it is something we don't know much about, but yet it's there. And without it, if something catastrophic happened to the earth, where would our food come from? Where would you grow? You know, you think about the history of the earth and stuff that has grown and developed and then has been modified somewhat, if you will, because the number of things, number of varieties of any food you can name has exploded in the last 25, 30 years, or since World War II. But, you know, we kind of take food for granted, don't you think? I mean, really and truly.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it. You think you can go to the store, buy anything you want, or if you're fortunate enough, even in New York City where you are, Victoria, a lot of people are having gardens, little farming going on the rooftops during the year. People are more conscious of what they're eating, but I'm not sure they're conscious of where it comes from. And that's what this sort of is, a sobering reality, this thing built into the side of this mountain. And, you know, there's the usual stuff going on. We'll blame Trump for problems of the world, but that's too simplistic. There are lots of things that are going on that we have some control over and lots of things we don't. But they're also now beginning to establish gene banks as well as seed banks. They're putting in different, and I wonder how they do that. They're collecting DNA samples from people. That seems kind of weird. But they're putting those up there, too. Why do you suppose they would be doing that? I can understand the seeds. But why would they be saving
people?
Yeah. cloning organs and stuff, maybe?
Maybe they need to have some people to start harvesting things from.
Mm. Wow. Let's talk about food for a moment. This is one of my favorite subjects because it's something I'm so close to, being a farmer as well as a broadcaster. The American farmers and the food that they grow and the food that we process. I thought you'd be all interested in knowing that food exports, you know, there's been a lot of discussion this past week about exports and tariffs and imports and all that sort of thing. So rather than just guessing, I did a little bit of work to find out what we are exporting and what, because I remember I said we're selling beef off to the Chinese and everywhere else in the world, and then we end up buying it from Argentina and Chile. Is not as good as ours. And the same thing is true with dairy and corn and a lot of the commodities that we raise. Here's the amount, if you want to compare it, the number or the percentage of increase in food exports that are up just in the past year. All right? And this is good and bad. It shows how America's farmers are producing more and perhaps better. For example, the amount of fresh beef that we exported this past year, up 26% from the year before. All right, I'm just going to go through these numbers in terms of size, the various commodities that we are selling that we produce here. Okay, beer, the amount of beer that we are exporting, up 24%. I'm trying to figure out why that would be, because the beer we produce in this country, from everybody that I know who drinks beer, sucks.
No, but like if you go,
craft beer thing is huge now. Craft beer too, but the number
one
beer.
Are they exporting the craft beers though?
I don't know.
Well, I know that they're exporting Bud Light because that's like still Budweiser is the number one brand that people drink in England and Ireland. It's crazy. A lot of them drink Guinness, but they all drink Budweiser. And it's
really?
Budweiser to me is a crap beer, but a lot of European countries love it. So that's a big export. Yeah.
And now the company that owns Anheuser-Busch is a European country, a European company.
I thought they were Chinese for a while, but I guess maybe
no, no. I think they're either Dutch. I think it's Dutch, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, next on the list of things that we've exported a lot in the last year, cheeses, up 21% from the year before. Let's see here. Dairy, up 16%. These are exports of what we produce going out of the country. Fish, 9%.
Can I just ask back
more.
Up 1 second? Where does our dairy go? Because dairy doesn't stay, you know, good for that long. So,
well, the dairy in the form of, besides cheese, ice cream, things that are produced from milk and that sort of thing, not just milk itself. Milk is, as you're suggesting, is a commodity that doesn't last long. No, you can't travel that far with it. So let's see here. I did fish, right? 9% up over the year. Pork up 9%, poultry up 8%, fruits and nuts up 6%, and sugar up 5%. This is the amount of food that we are exporting from our country. And almost to a point, the same percentage, we have bought more fresh beef, we have bought more dairy products, we have bought more fish, we have bought more nuts and fruits than we have exported. So we're up. The amount of beef that we're bringing into the country is more than what we are exporting, and our exports are up like 25-26% when it comes to beef. And I just thought it didn't make any sense. I don't get it. And it sort of underscored what I was saying earlier in the week about how much we're growing and then we're selling it overseas and then we're buying more expensive stuff from other people to replace what we're selling on the world market. So that it sort of led some credibility to what Trump's trying to do. At least that's the way I look at it. I think it's silly. And whether it'll have any impact over the over the years makes it, I don't know. But the tax laws changing also will affect what we are able to bring into the country. And one of the things that supposedly is good about the tax law is that we'll encourage people to keep stuff that is grown here in our country. Don't ask me how that works, but I suppose if we, whatever we can do to keep what we grow here in our country, isn't that better? Wouldn't you? I feel safer, even though I think the people in most of these, these inspection agencies are clowns. I'd rather eat American, wouldn't you? Than eat stuff that comes from someplace that you don't even know.
Just for shipping time and freshness and quality alone, right?
Well, but Jennifer, in addition to that, the stuff that they let come in here, this is one of the big things during the Obama years that people were crazy about. Even supporters of his, we're bringing all this stuff into the country. We're not requiring that it be inspected. Mm-hmm. We drive our farmers nuts with the inspections, and yet we sell all the stuff off, and we bring in food from other places and never gets inspected. The Argentinian beef that comes here, they found all kinds of things crawling around in that. So, just be careful. Look at this. That's back to, by the way, the other thing. Remember, Jennifer, a couple of years ago when there was the big hoopla about the ballot initiative to label everything in California, and people all over the country are getting wise to this, and they want to have their food labeled. They want to know where it comes from.
Right.
Which, hello, makes a lot of sense, especially when you see how much is imported. Why would you want to buy Argentinian beef if you can buy American beef? Especially if the Argentinian beef hadn't been inspected. I don't even get what the question is on that. Anyway, so I don't want to get off into a rant. Thank you, Doug. You're welcome. National interest is now on to Annie's. And what a this is really a great story. Annie is a real person. And those of us who eat things that are, they're all natural. I think that's really what they're best known for. They've been bought by General Mills. They've now released a limited edition of mac and cheese. And they're bunny grams made from regeneratively farmed ingredients. So if you look at a box of Annie's macaroni and cheese that they're launching this month, the name of the farmer who grew the wheat used to make the pasta is printed on the box. Cool. How about that? Annie's wants to highlight the fact that the farmer is using regenerative farming practices, which basically are a series of steps that go farther than what's required by having an organic label. And this will help in a number of different ways, including undertaking a way to save our soil. That needs to be something that is, again, the average person when you go to the store, you don't even think about this stuff. But we are really depleting our soil because of all of the stuff. Didn't I tell the story this week about Monsanto and Roundup and what they've done? The discovery, the hideousness of them and what they do. Roundup kills weeds. Yep, everybody knows that. What you didn't know until this week is that the seeds that are in the weeds are not killed. So when the weeds are killed and the stuff falls back into the soil, on average, three times as many weeds will grow back again, which is obviously demonstrates a need on some people's minds to buy more Roundup, kill more weeds. And every time you kill a crop of weeds, three times more are going to come up because they haven't killed the seeds with the Roundup, they just killed the weed. It's pretty damned insidious. Well, I mean, it's great. It's really pretty smart, but it kind of tells you what they're all about. What did you start to say, Kara?
I was going to say, have you ever had Annie's mac and cheese? I love their white cheddar.
So good.
Is it
good?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I
buy Annie's a lot. It is really good. But our tip of the hat to Nate Powell-Palm, who's the farmer on the mac and cheese box when you go buy Annie's. It's not an ad, it's just common sense. 21 after the hour on DJV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's get at it here. 23 and change after the hour. That's the DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And we'll put Kara in the spotlight now, ladies, if you don't mind, because the finale of The Bachelor making people enraged because apparently it's become political. So there's a bill in Minnesota to ban The Bachelor, or at least one of them. What's his name? Lycan Dick? What's his name?
Close enough. Boy. Ari Lyandike Jr., who was, he was the most recent Bachelor, and people aren't actually enraged because it's political. I think people are happy that it's now become political. So basically, yeah, the season just ended earlier this week. It was dumb. They made me watch 5 hours of the show for nothing. And he, basically, people are mad because he picked one woman, got engaged to her, 2 months later, dumped her, picked someone else. So anyway.
picked the runner up.
Yeah, picked the runner up. So Becca was the winner originally, and she is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so her state representative, Drew Christensen, has decided to defend her honor by proposing a bill where they are going to ban Ari from the state. He can no longer visit. He came once, and they're not happy about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, he said on Twitter, if he gets over 1,000 retweets, then he would draft a bill, and he got over 12,000 retweets. Obviously, people are a fan of that. So he says, the state of Minnesota hereby adopts a policy of zero tolerance of Ari Lyandike Jr. from season 22 of The Bachelor. It is state policy that every person in the state has a right to live free from the presence of him. Which is kind of probably a waste of time for someone who's actually in politics, but it's kind of hilarious to me. So.
All right, so his name isn't Lycan Dick? How do you even
No, but you can go ahead and call
him Lyandike, right?
Lyandike, but I won't actually. You know, sometimes I correct it when you say a name wrong. I don't care. You can say his name wrong.
Yeah, this guy is just a bad guy, and he has enraged a lot of people.
Bad. And his last name is spelled D-Y-K, so, you know, you get it from there. 25 after the hour music time now. It appears that Shania is going to guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, season 10 of that show on VH1. The premiere is next weekend. Big names serving as celebrity guest judges. And let's see here. I guess Christina Aguilera is going to be a guest judge during the premiere episode. Another number of guest judges are going to be on board, including Shania Twain, Courtney Love, Kate Upton, Audra McDonald, Ashanti, non-singing guests, Lena Dunham, Padma Lakshmi. Why do I know
She's from Top Chef. She's the co-host of Top Chef.
Carrie Preston, who's on The Good Wife. And Tricia Campbell-Martin for My Wife and Kids. Stephen Colbert, Andy Cohen, Broadway star Cheyenne Jackson also making special guest appearances. That'll sure get me. If Stephen Colbert's on, I'll be right there. I really want to watch anything he's in.
You love him.
Oh, my God, what a fabulous
guy. You know what, though?
He is.
I think this whatever. I think Shania's actually going to be fabulous on the show, though. I hope she wears her full leopard print outfit. Or I hope that some of the drag queens wear that. That'll be fun.
Oh, yes, if they dress up as Shania.
Uh-huh.
That would be awesome.
They did.
This show cracks me up. I love this show.
They all dressed up as Lady Gaga when she was a host, so.
Yeah.
How many people are going to be watching American Idol? Get started again. New life being breathed into it.
Not me.
No, really.
Yeah,
you don't
I'm not
care?
Into it. Yeah.
No, really.
This show
I'm
is
watching
so for
bored.
My boyfriend. Come
well,
on, Luke Bryan, please.
What? So okay. Now, since you can't have Blake Shelton on The Voice, now you have to watch Luke Bryan on American Idol.
No, think
Idol.
About how nice No, think how nice my life's gonna be. I'm gonna have Luke on Sunday and Blake on Monday. Please.
Ooh, you'll be busy.
All right, let's
girl.
See here. ABC is paying $12 million to Ryan to host it, $25 million to Katy Perry to be a judge, $12 million to Luke Bryan to be a judge, $10 million to Lionel Richie to be a judge. In the last season of American Idol on Fox, Ryan got $15 million, Jennifer Lopez got $15 million, Keith Urban.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Cold hour at 34 after the hour. This is the DJ V show with D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, V for Victory, C for Kara. So the Me Too movement, new Harris poll out this week, finds that nearly one out of four men think it is okay for an employer to expect sex from an employee.
What?
The poll was commissioned by CARE, released on Thursday for International Women's Day, surveying about 10,000 adults in countries all around the world. It said in the release, being, quote, being expected to have sex with your employer, not a job description, sexual abuse, says the CEO of CARE, Michelle Nunn. It speaks to the global epidemic of harassment and abuse in the workplace. It's not even illegal in one-third of the world. She said, if we know how difficult it is on the producers of in Los Angeles. Imagine how difficult it is in a place like Bangladesh. According to the poll, 32% of women, 21% of men said they had suffered sexual abuse or assaults, harassment at the workplace. In India, one-third of all the respondents think it's okay to have a sexual, some kind of catcall or whistle or whatever it is in the workplace. In the UK, 35% of people between the ages of 25 and 35 believed it was sometimes or almost always acceptable to pinch a co-worker's butt. Close to 65% of women surveyed believe the Me Too movement will have a positive impact. In response to the poll, CARE launched a petition drive calling on the International Labor Organization to create new global regulations concerning freedom from violence in the workplace. Wow. We think we got it bad here. Imagine being in some of those countries. And in the Middle East isn't even underscored here.
Well, probably because women aren't working in most cases.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, that's. I hadn't thought about that. You're right, Kara. I mean, Victoria. Yeah. So, anyway, it's another tool in that toolbox. Hashtag, this is not working. I saw some signs and the coverage of the story. This is, by the way, a lot of this stuff is Chinese. A lot of the Chinese women are getting very active. And I'm telling you, the Chinese government as it exists today will go away in 10 years.
Didn't the guy just make himself president for life?
Yeah.
That was to preserve his, because he knows what's coming down the pike.
That's the sticking point.
Yeah. So how
Although
do you like
I think
to live
they
in a place
had to vote
like
on that, didn't they? Didn't
they on have the Chinese vote? Leader?
Yeah, to let him stay for a lifelong term.
I don't know. Mm.
I don't think the public voted on that.
I thought he just declared he was staying and that was it.
I thought that was his declaration.
Yeah, right. Other research from the people in the news department, Amelia Earhart's bones apparently have been found on the Pacific Island where a lot of research has been done over the past few years. An anthropology professor says that he did whatever they do, carbon testing, whatever. And the bones they found on this island are 99% likely to be the bones of Amelia Earhart. Theory's been circulating for a long time that she and her navigator, Fred Noonan, crashed their plane in the Pacific in July of 1937. National Geographic did a story last summer that they had found the plane. It crashed on this small uninhabited island named Nikumaroro. All right, that's good. Also known as Gardner Island. Human remains were discovered there in 1940. The bones have disappeared since their discovery. So the professor is basing his finding on the measurements of the bones taken at the time. I think that's a stretch and a half, frankly. I think she's still alive.
Where is she?
Yeah.
I think that actually she's living in Seattle.
Oh,
there's been a lot of people who thought that she was... Why do I think she's living in Seattle?
Yeah.
Because that's a good place for people to live. It's a nice place, and she wanted to find a nice place to live. Nobody would recognize her, right?
If she's still alive, I'm highly impressed, because she was born in 1897.
Yeah.
So either she has amazing genes.
She's in the locker next to Walt Disney's head.
The fellow who works for the International Group of Historic Aircraft Recovery has believed Earhart lived as a castaway on this island before she died. The latest
That's
theory
much more
comes
likely. I think that's a very plausible theory, that she probably was didn't die in the crash, but if that's plausible to be stranded on a desert island, you can only survive for so long, and that's, unless you're Tom Hanks.
Probably like castaway. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was thinking. I know what
you
I think I'll
do. Did she make friends with the ball?
I think that's a play for those of you who didn't see the movie.
Wilson. Spoiler alert from 1992.
Yeah, I don't think I'm revealing anything.
Is that movie that old?
Late 90s?
No. Is it that old?
Know.
My God. Oh. So I'm going to do this as a public service. When I go to Pago Pago later on this month, I'll go over to this island and see if I can do some recon. Okay?
What are you doing on Pago Pago?
I'm going to Pago Pago.
I know.
I'm going to Pago Pago to help a broadcasting friend who's setting up a radio station. They're trying to get people to know more about the island. Apparently, it's this really beautiful Pacific paradise that nobody knows anything about. Yeah, supposed
so
to be. It's
you're
a six-hour ride.
Station
from,
there?
Yeah, a fellow who carries this program on three of his other stations in the States owns a cluster of radio stations in Pago Pago, and they've been for a long time trying to get people to come over, but nobody knows much about it. So I'm going to take a flight. It's 6 hours. It's a six-hour ride from L.A. to Hawaii, and then a six-hour ride over to Pago Pago. And they
oh
only have two
gosh.
Flights a week.
Wow.
So,
How many people live on Pago Pago?
I think 14,000. Somebody told me it was something like 14,000, 15,000. I don't know that. We'll have a cultural exchange in that week that I'm over there.
Are you doing a show from there?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Hmm. And I think it's the new day, so I'll be a day ahead of you. So if I'm on the air with you on Tuesday, it'll actually be Wednesday where I am
right.
in Pago Pago. All right. People, Dean McDermott calls 911 to check on Tori Spelling. Now, this is something we've been talking about off and on this week, what a hypochondriac she is, or what is her problem? What is going on with her? Do we know? We kind of, what does that mean?
No, the groan is, I don't think this is hypochondria. I think she's having a mental breakdown, and
yeah.
I think this is getting worse.
All right, so is this too much attention?
Yeah.
Why should we be, are we doing her harm by paying this much attention to her?
I don't think she's getting enough. I don't think it's that she's getting too much attention. It may be that she's not getting enough attention.
She left
really
the house
working
with one of her children earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And the sheriff's department reported surrounding a building in Thousand Oaks. Spelling was inside the building. Apparently there's a video of Dean McDermott, who's the husband, standing outside holding their one-year-old baby. But not doesn't seem to be clear what the concern is. So you're speculating, ladies, right? Is that
I just think they are not. This isn't speculation. They are having money problems. That's verified. Mm-hmm. She thinks probably that she's holding on to her marriage by a thread because he cheated to be with her. She cheated on her during their marriage, and she had five kids to try to hold him in place. And I'm sure she's probably still worried about that. She's got a weird relationship with her mother. I'm sure she's probably going through some stuff. Not getting any younger. She's not working. I saw her. She's hawking like a multi-level marketing thing with like makeup sales and stuff. There's a lot of things that are probably she didn't expect for her life when she was growing up with Aaron Spelling as her dad
in the famous gift wrapping room. So, but I think that there could be, and this is total speculation, but there could be some postpartum depression here. I think she had that after one of her other kids. So, but the weird thing is she went to the doctor's office, and yet the husband called 911, had the police show up at her doctor's office,
and
then he stood outside while they were investigating.
Maybe they're not getting enough attention is what this feels like to me. They want more attention. She also, remember, the doctors told her not to have any more kids. She was popping out so many kids. They said she was going to die, and she kept having babies.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sad state of affairs. What a shame. 44 past the hour. Let's talk about something that's much better, a way for you to whiten and brighten your teeth without having to use those strips, without having to go pay a lot of money. There are special dentists who are working on the whitening side of your teeth. I don't know if you have had, but in Hollywood or in Los Angeles, there are a lot of these, maybe the rest of the country, they don't have too many of these people around. But it's very expensive to get your teeth whitened. You don't have to do any of that. Very inexpensive way to get it done, a very reliable way to get it done, is to use power swabs. Power swabs works in 5 minutes. No strips, no trays, no gunk, none of that stuff. If you've been using whitening strips to keep your teeth white, you drink a lot of coffee or tea or red wine, you maybe smoke, stop doing all that bad stuff. But if your teeth show it, then this is the way to clean them up. Power swabs, clinically studied, use a patented tooth detergent that's natural, whitening agent, lightens up the stains in just 5 minutes. So you snap, you swab, and you smile. And in 5 minutes, you see a difference in the stain quotient on your teeth. You want them to look better. We all want to look better. I got a guy that works for me on the farm. I'm going to get him a box of these. His teeth are really yellow. So, power swabs. Take care of the yellow. Take care of the stains. Call 800-208-1797. Easy number to remember, 800-208-1797. Or I'll repeat it one more time. If you want to get these power swabs, try them now. Very inexpensive and great way to do this, take care of your whitening. Call 800-208-1797 and tell them you heard about it here on the DJV program. You'll get 50% off the retail price of power swabs. Again, the number to dial is 800-208-1797. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Make sure you heard about it. You told them you heard about it on the DJV show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
65 million users. It's devoted to drivers. It's crowdsourced information, meaning you're getting info from other drivers. And it can help you get from point A to point B the fastest way possible. What is it? It's an app called Waze. And we asked Mike Wilson how it works.
An active user would be a driver or passenger who is voluntarily providing information that they're in traffic, there's an accident at a certain intersection, there's police presence or a cop hiding behind a billboard, there's a pothole here and there, something like that, where they're actually providing that information. It's like without touching their phone. So it's all voice-activated or hands-free mode, or they could do it when they're the passenger. A passive driver, on the other hand, would be someone who's driving with the app open. They have their end destination in place. What Waze is doing then is actually looking at where you are on the map and as well as the speed you're going.
Waze is a free download from the App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 half the hour now. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, that's true. So what is this nonsense? Jennifer's just trying to crank me up here. She's... What are you,
I love stories.
I love the way
you.
I love
the headline
the
and I go, oh, this one.
This is, yeah.
So the headline is, the deadliest animals in America probably aren't what you think. And so they have a list of the top three animals responsible for death. And number three on the list is dogs. And they're saying in this article, mostly it's dogs that kids or people know that might take a turn or maybe are trained in a certain way. Next on the list, hornets, wasps, and bees are responsible for about 500 deaths a year in the country.
A lot of people are allergic to them, yeah.
Right. And then the number one grouping of animals responsible for death are farm animals, specifically cows and horses, Dougie.
Oh, come on.
Cows.
Where'd you
I don't
get
know
that?
How many people die
Victoria's
by a cow.
Victoria's always challenging me and my sources. Where'd
from
you get that information?
From Science Alert.
Science Alert.
Does it say how people die from cows, though?
It says they're responsible for 576 deaths during a year. 36% of all animal-caused deaths are caused by pigs, cows, and horses between 2008 and 2015.
Well, if you don't know what you're doing, you're stupid enough to get into a pen with animals that maybe, you know, not all cows are the same.
Well, here,
like
that might be true.
All pigs
do
are created equal.
Because the other part of this study, Dougie, is that fatal animal attacks are most common in the Southeast and least common in the Northeast, where your cows live. So maybe it's just because you have nice cows.
I have nice cows, and the ones down the Southeast are not nice. Okay. So
they're more aggressive.
Could be a regional thing. It could be. All right, 10 before the hour. You heard it here first on the DJV show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Now 53 after the hour. It's tech. No, it isn't. I was going to say it's tech talk time. Well, it's technically a technological world, the world of cars. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com is here with us. He's got the overview of what happens to the automotive industry with the new steel and aluminum tariffs. We'll find out how that will affect, if at all, the cost of your next new car right after this.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right. Those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. You know, I tend to get, I've been accused of being one of those people that sees a quarter, a shiny object on the walk, and I stop and pick it up, and it changes my whole life. So I was, I want to go down the street with the tariffs in focus, but I just went on to the site where the Geneva Motor Show is being highlighted, and I'm looking at some of these cars. Apparently this is a pretty important auto show, huh?
It's an auto show for the rich and famous, not for you and I, Doug. It's where all those special, very shiny cars that we have posters of on our wall go. The cars there tend to be super, super expensive. There's not usually any family cars. Yeah,
I got it. All right, here's a picture of an Alfa Romeo 4C Spider they've got in the booth. It's like $260,000. For good God, what do you pay? What you pay $260,000 for anything? There's some of the new cars from Japanese. Oh, look at this Lexus. Man, I think the grill on the new Lexus, Jennifer's got one of them. They're ugly. You think they are?
Yeah,
or am I the only one?
They're trying to make a bold design statement. I think everybody thought Lexus were boring for so many years, so they went the absolute opposite way, and now some people think they're gaudy, so I'm not sure it has the desired effect.
I'm looking at a new Range Rover. It looks like the style... They built a two-door Range Rover. I'm trying to figure out how the heck does that work. I don't even begin to understand. What are you going to do with a two-door Range Rover?
You keep the kids at home.
Okay. So, let's talk about the steel and aluminum increase, the tariffs on them, and whether or not it'll affect car prices. What I see it doing is it's going to affect the value of junk steel, and maybe that's a good thing. What's Ford say about it?
Well, so you know, first of all, talk about it. Junk steel is about 60 cents a pound. That's what you get for it right now if you're to go into a breaker's yard and do that. New steel, about $1 a pound. Everybody's sort of saying that this will be bad for business, but I did a little math, Doug. It's about 2,400 pounds of steel in a car. And it costs about $1 a pound right now for new steel. So that's $2,400, my high school math tells me. You increase that by 25%, that's an extra $600. So I don't know if it's going to be the end of the car market, and that's only for imported steel. Again, does that tariff go over the cars that are coming into the country already made? There's so many unanswered questions. And there again, if you were buying a car from Australia, which unfortunately don't make any cars, we're hearing that Australia and Canada and Mexico are exempt. So to be honest with you, I think all these companies like Ford that are saying, oh, you know, we use American steel mostly, but it could affect some of our prices, or GM that says that you know, 90% of the steel used is from America. I don't think it's really going to make any difference. I think as far as your car is concerned, you're going to see maybe $600 increase in price, but don't hold your breath. I think you probably won't notice it at the end of the day.
I think you're going to see a lot of used. I think now we don't know how much used steel, scrap steel, is used in these things because they melt it down and it's like new steel, right?
Yeah, I know, absolutely. And you know, you can go into any of these yards where they break up steel, and you can sell any of your car by the pound, so they'll be happy to buy it. And sometimes it's more than you can get if you sell it on the street, my friend.
Right, exactly. What about plastics and composites? That will this increase the use of those in cars, you think?
I think it will, and I think you know how pro-oil Trump is. I think this is the secret that no one's looking at. More plastic in cars, better oil usage.
Aha! The back door. All right, Nick, thank you for your...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.